Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Tammy Ritchie is a remarkable woman whose story is a powerful reminder about what we're truly capable of as human beings. She's one of the lucky ones who had first aid training. She saved her own son's life when he drowned in their backyard pool at just 16 months of age. Her passion for protecting lives and helping others avoid the pain she's been through is what inspired her to start her business, First Aid You Can Too. And today, she's an inspirational trainer, speaker, mentor, and life coach to many people around Australia and the globe. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so looking forward to this interview.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Oh, look, I feel like I'm just on fire. I totally feel like I'm in the flow, and everything that's happened to me has led me to this point. So I feel really blessed with all the people that I have surrounding me, guiding me, and also all the followers that I have as well.
Yeah, great. Do you want to tell us a bit about what you do?
Certainly. So it all started, I was an engineer in the Air Force for 17 years where I met my wonderful husband, and what seemed to be perfect. I was at that time questioning how long I could continue in that career because I had two young children at that stage, three, a new baby as well. And I was getting tired and worn out and just questioning my next move, you know, like, because it was quite tiring. Little did I know, did that question that I put out there really actually did change my life forever. Because a major trauma changed my life forever. It will never be back to that way. So what actually happened is I had a major tragedy where I was unpacking boxes in my new home, and it was quite exciting moving into our home. And I had my then little baby with me. He went missing, and fortunately I learnt to listen to my intuition because something was telling me something was wrong. I didn't want to believe it. And unfortunately, I did find him, every parent's worst nightmare, unconscious and floating in my backyard pool. Obviously, I screamed out for help and tried to get some help, but no one else was around. So everything that was meant to help me failed me dismally. I was fortunate that I was trained in CPR, but I was always trained in a way that it was for adults as well, and never ever trained in a way that I felt confident. Unfortunately, I know it sounds crazy, but that's just what had happened. So when it was led to me that this, my little flesh and blood, my life, the little guy that I'm supposed to protect and nurture, and I let him down so much by him going missing whilst I was unpacking boxes. And I didn't hear a splash or a scream. So everything inside me, with him lying unconscious in my arms, I knew that I needed to reach out. So I asked for extra strength from the divine, from God, from whoever you believe. And I believe that came to me because what was so chaotic, it's different doing CPR on a stranger, on your own child, it's absolutely crazy. And I remember thinking, how can I possibly tell my other family members, my husband and my other two girls, that our little guy we tried for was no longer going to be in part of our family? So fortunately, I pulled myself together enough. And I say to people, what actually helped me was me slowing down for a moment, taking that deep breath, closing my eyes, pulling myself together, because then it was just, it kind of felt like that I was, it wasn't me, but it was something other than me, like a higher force guiding me and helping me, which I feel so blessed, because the moment he started breathing, it changed my life forever. It caused me, I was meant to go back to work. I was on maternity leave and I was meant to go back into the engineering field. But at that moment, as I was thrown into the media, because the paramedics were so impressed that he survived, they were so used to going to these immersions and not having success. So they were pretty blown away that he did survive. I must admit that I'm just a mum, and a wife, and, you know, I'm just like a normal person. I'm not some person with superpowers. I literally did what I could And was it perfect? Absolutely not. But did I try something? Yes. And, you know, I feel so blessed that I get to watch these milestones. So that caused me with the media to have clear signs that, hey, I needed to create something where others could learn from my mistakes and protect their loved ones better. So that's when First Aid YU Kin 2 was formed. And since then, it's been in the flow. It's very heartfelt. I don't believe using my mind, even though I'm an engineer. It's allowed me to open a key to my heart and just follow, basically. All the people that I needed to go to came to me, like including the media or my media or my massive contracts at the universities and places like that, because I knew that I needed to show my husband that it was worth it, that yes, I've got a mission, yes, I've got a story, but I also need to pay the bills and be real about it, giving up a whole career, jumping into the unknown where I did not have any business experience, but what I did have was a why and a passion. And so that's what I also help people with now, because what I realize is another mum actually had a similar incident prior to my incident in a town that we were living in. And I remember the lights dredging the lake looking for the little child, and I couldn't believe it when they found the little child. And I just could not believe that a poor mum would have to go through that, because her child was never going to be with her forever. And I believe that that energy that I took on from the mum stayed with me, and actually I manifested the own incident, even though I wouldn't have intentionally done it, but it was in my subconscious. So what I realize is there's a lot of tips there. And what I realize is, yes, I've got the training academy and it's going along, and, you know, most of my clients will not go anywhere else once they've done it. I've immersed in personal development and had some of the best mentors and leaders around the globe support me. So I put all of that into the training, and I believe that's amazing, but there's always more. So what I look at, and I look at the story, and I think, you know, I was actually a mum. I was a wife. I was an engineer. I was confused. I was looking for more and didn't know how to get it. So that's how the incident actually came to me. It manifested. But what if we didn't need the tragedy? What if we could just, you know, find a way to remove the clutter and tune into our heart and actually discover our own why without the tragedy? Wouldn't that be amazing? And I realized, you know, all the tips and tools I used through my childhood, because I didn't have a very good childhood, that's what I used to manifest what I wanted. And so they're real gifts themselves. So I created workshops that run into each other, and retreats also, global retreats as well, where I can help other people that are feeling unfulfilled and a little bit confused as to where they need to go and how to actually make a difference and what is their purpose. I help them uncover some of the clutter, some of the moments that have actually frozen them, that have stopped them, that have stopped them in their tracks to overcome that fear, because I believe outside of that fear is where you enter into the power zone. So, I speak internationally, run retreats, I'm here to make a difference. And as I said, with me giving up my engineering, it was gutsy. You know, I didn't know what I was doing, and I just decided to jump, and it's the best thing that I ever did. And I believe that, you know, my little guy's incident, I get to watch his milestones. We attracted loads more incidents along the journey, but I believe it happened for me, not to me, to absolutely wake me up and tune me into my heart space. And being in that space, you know, that it's just, there's no stopping, because it's allowed me to overcome my own health battles as well. And I now also help other people, not through anything that I haven't done myself, but try to be relatable. And without asking, people come to me, can you help me? And there's always yes. And I can always help them because of the relatability, because of the experience. And I do believe when a person is ready, they come. Unfortunately, I'm trying to help my own daughter at the moment. She has two autoimmune diseases. And so through that experience of 6-7 years of having the tools to give to her and seeing that none of it being effective, I know that there'll be a time when she'll come to me rather than me wanting to take the pain away from her. But now I do realize that it's her journey, and who am I to take that away from her to try and guide her. It's her own journey where she's learning her own lessons. And so that's why I believe when people are ready, they come, because they see what the changes that have happened in my own life.
So thank you so much for, you know, sharing that story with us. I really appreciate that. Just a couple of things. You were talking about your intuition, guiding you, that sort of thing. Was it like a lightning bolt moment? Because you said there's a couple of times you yep, I was making that change no matter what. Was it lightning bolt, or do you think their intuition was more of that slow rumble than finally you realised what it was trying to tell you?
Do you know, we live a busy life, and during our busyness, sometimes we miss to see the signs that we need to see. So I think about it, had that same incident have happened when I was an engineer, when I was limited to time and it was more like I was a machine, because absolutely that's what it was like. I was totally like a machine. I'd just get home and feed the kids, they're in bed, and then it's the whole thing again. So I feel blessed that at that time I was on maternity leave and I had space. So that space is where the magic is created, which allowed me to pick up the practices of meditation and stuff like that. And that is what allowed me to see. So that allowed me to have the faith with that feeling. It was like I'd already seen it, like a video had played in my head, and I actually saw my little boy unconscious and floating, even though I physically hadn't seen him. So normally in my past, I might have dismissed it or may not have even seen it. Or perhaps I could have just gone, you know what, he's probably just playing with his toys. But that moment I knew that there was something wrong. And so what heightened that intuition was the space. Absolutely, the time and not the busyness. And so I encourage all of my clients to find that time to fill your own cup up first, because if you do not do that, you may not see the signs. When you fill your own cup up first, and I'm being reminded of it right now, but when you fill your own cup up first, everyone and everything benefits. I mean, I've broken my foot right now, and you know, it's a reminder to take some of my own medicine. And to, I'm absolutely, you know, so busy. I love helping people. People come to me and I give, that it's just a reminder to give to myself first.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? We do often forget to fill up our own cup first, but when we do, it's so much more beneficial for everyone else around us and for ourselves and just for the life that we're living. So I love that. Yes. Thank you.
And also because people often do think it's selfish, but it's absolutely not. It's essential.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you've had a few challenges along the way. Any that, you know, I know you've said for different reasons you've had the challenges and that sort of opened up different things for you, but any that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Several times. There are several days where I think, what am I doing? I could be just going back to my engineering. I've got this stable income. But to remember to celebrate as well all the wins along the way, because, you know, when it seems to be that you're pushing uphill, sometimes if you can remember and it feels like that and you can get that negative emotion, if we have the positive emotion, it absolutely helps and fill our highways or super highways with that positive energy. It does help. So to stop and actually remember each day, no matter what it is, but to think about what you're grateful for, which everyone talks about, but also what the win was from the day before. Because we have a win every single day. Those magic moments are there and we forget to reflect on that. We forget to acknowledge.
Yeah, so true. So what puts you, you know, putting one foot in front of the other? Is it that big vision?
Absolutely. My vision is bigger than me, you know, but it's been with me my whole life, you know, through my turbulent childhood. And I mean, just for your viewers to know that, I was adopted. So my natural mum couldn't have me. I was part of an identical twin that passed away. She's with me every single step of the way, mind you. But I was put into a home where my mum, my adopted mum, she did only give so much. She really didn't know how to bring a child into the world and really didn't want me, but my dad did. So I had the love from him, but, you know, totally neglected and emotional, physical abuse from her. So what I used to do in those times when it was a Cinderella story and she'd lock me away in the cupboards, because I did get locked away in cupboards a lot, is dream. And that's one thing she couldn't take away from me. And in fact, I look at my husband now. He's totally the person that I manifested, all the attributes, not just looking. It's totally the way, you know, I tall, dark and handsome as well, but mainly his attributes and stuff. And so I believe that we do create our lives, and so things happen for a reason. So all of those things have led me to where I am now. And my bigger goal is, and it was even when I was a tiny little girl, was I needed to impact the way, the world in a massive way, because like myself, I'm a soul and I could have been, you know, ended up anywhere really, So I travel a lot through third world countries, and I see the children there, and I think there's so many people that are, you know, giving them food and enabling them, I feel. But instead, I believe, and I do this with my own children, I don't enable, I empower. So I believe that that's you know, all of these things, because I run quite a few businesses, but it's all about bringing me the passive income so I can free up my time so that all that money can go towards my bigger goal, which is helping the third world countries be empowered through training.
Beautiful. So what about an ignition point? If you had a time when things have really just started taking off for you?
Yeah, I'm in the flow right now. it's just amazing, because the property that we are on, like where we had the drowning incident, I knew when we first bought that property that we settled. Everything, my intuition was telling me to not purchase that home, but we were sick of looking, so we settled, and I knew it. And within the first 24 hours of moving in, I found my son unconscious and floating, as you know, which was a beauty, but, you know, I knew that. So what's happened is we've been able to manifest and be clear on what we were after on this next property. I have a daughter that's not well. She has two autoimmune diseases as well, as I mentioned. So we actually attracted a healing property, unbeknownst to us, but it was all just the feeling of the intuition and the energy of the property, along with a bit of feng shui. I don't know if you believe in all that stuff, but just being on that property every single day, I realized that we manifest our lives, and magical moments happen every single day, or people just contact me without, as I said, without, you know, advertising any sort of health thing. People just come contact me and say, can you help me? And I say, absolutely. And then they get to know the whole story. And it's really awesome to know that, you know, what I'm doing, and they're listening, and they're actually regaining their health, or even just their mindset to coach them and mentor them. And I just feel just where I am right now, I'm just so blessed, because there's not just those things that are happening, but loads of things. Because I'm helping so many people in that aspect, and not even really charging so much, you might say, because it's, I just believe that when you're in that situation, you don't have a lot of funds, but the universe is certainly rewarding me in massive ways with my other businesses, where then I, you know, end up just getting major contracts without applying. They come to me and it's like, ah, thank you very much. And it's just the gratitude of that. And just, that's why I know I'm in the flow, because it's not just something, it's, you know, I may not be getting paid that way, but the universe is ensuring that I am getting paid so that I can, so my bigger vision can come to fruition.
So it sounds like lots of new possibilities have opened up for you. Any others?
Yeah. So because I believe things happen for us, not to us, and it's, you know, there's the health, there's the mindset, there's the, you know, manifesting retreats. So we happen to be on a family holiday, and my husband, we're part of Tony Robbins, I'm on Tony Robbins' leadership team. So I'm about to do Date with Destiny next year. But my husband was complaining about the cost of it when we go to Fiji, and he said, Tam, why don't you create your own? And I said, stop it, I'm supposed to be on a family holiday. But whilst we were there, we're sort of snorkeling in the beautiful waters. It's like being in a shark tank, really. It's just absolutely fascinating. And I could see these beautiful ladies coming from all around the globe, just being happy, all different shapes and sizes, and reigniting with them. Soul with their mission, and just helping them be supportive and keep accountable when they go home. And I could see it as clear as anything. And then whilst we came out from that snorkel, my husband sat down, and the resort manager says to my husband, I'm really wanting to run resort retreats here, but I don't want to do it on my own. I'm actually looking for someone. And he's like, oh, have you already had a conversation with my wife? Like, God, she's good. And I said, what? No. And so he goes, oh my goodness, I think you have to. So those type of things have just come in, and it's just kind of been manifested, because it's where I'm, you know, where I'm meant to be. And so being part of the 1000 Ripple Effects book has been so inspiring, so amazing, because there are so many lessons that I've been able to learn and actually implement into, like, just to actually heighten the strengths and resilience, and put that into tools, like a toolbox for these young children to learn from. So a lot of times you actually do learn, unfortunately, by going through stuff yourself. Mm. And there's definitely a point where you start researching, and you start, you know, trying to get all this information to fast track? Because obviously, as you know, the easiest way to success is to not try and find it your own way, but to mimic great leaders. And so, well, that's what the 1000 Ripple Effects book is for me. It's so incredible because it allows these children or these kids just at the right moment when they're like really feeling sad or desperate, like I was as well. And, you know, if I would have had that book back then, just imagine where I'd be right now. Like, I've already got the mindset. I'm already vibrating at a high energy, really attracting stuff to really impact the world. But imagine getting it at such a young age, the realizations, the keys, you might say, from other people when they're ready. So I just think that it's just so amazing. They're our future generation. I see now with my children are older, but I see a lot of parenting deficiencies, you might say. So sometimes, you know, like you can, my children, for instance, we're pretty tough on them at home, but we believe in empowering and, you know, stuff like that. But it shows, like, they're leaders. They're like, they absolutely achieve so much because we do, you know, we don't give them stuff on a gold platter, whereas it's too easy to do that. And a lot of parents do that nowadays, and it's totally, you can see that in the children, and it's a really real big worry for the future generation. Whereas if we can actually have these things available to them, I'm about to do the Kokoda Challenge, which is here on the Gold Coast, and we have to raise funds to be able to participate. All that money goes into a program where a teenager gets the opportunity to actually do the real Kokoda Trail in New Guinea. They get to build a village over there and they get 12 months leadership training, 12 months. So I'm like, that's amazing that I can be part of that. I've actually been able to do the Kokoda Trail myself many years ago. There was me and 144 SAS soldiers. And it's one of the things, because that pushes you physically, mentally, spiritually beyond all limits. Pretty crazy. There's me and 144 soldiers carrying a 25 kilo pack, and I had to be tough because I'm with the toughest guys in the world. I couldn't be a girl. So I learned so much about my strengths and resilience then, which I utilize now, and nothing is beyond me ever. If there's an obstacle in the way, I always go up, round, find a way, and never ever holds me back. Whereas a lot of people in life, things, when obstacles come up, it holds them back. But I don't have that fear because I had that experience. So being part of the Kokoda Challenge and allowing another teenager to have that, along with the Ripple Effects book, is going to be phenomenal. You know, and I can't wait to have that book, so that, you know, even if I'm speaking at one of the Kokoda events or something, you know, to be able to let them know, hey, we've got this book as well, and, you know, it'll be pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an awesome project. I love it. I'm just inspired, like, even though my daughter's older now, but, you know, I've got a grandbaby, so I can't wait to have all these stories and things ready for my grandbaby to, you know, be brought up with. And, yeah, I think it's just an amazing opportunity for people to get out there and, you know, talk about their experiences and what they've learned and help, you know, the younger ones get through it. As you said, the younger generation don't seem to have that resilience, do they?
No, and it's due to our own fault, though. We can't blame them because, like, they all started off just like we started off. You know what I mean? So as much as it's, so at one point they may come to us and ask for help. So, yeah.
That's it, yeah. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Oh, okay.
What's your favourite book?
Okay, favourite book is Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. She's my mentor, coach, yeah, inspiration.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually. A mentor figure that's helped you the most.
It's actually a combination probably between her and Tony Robbins. So, and probably T. Harv Eker. All of them have been pinnacle in my life. I was fortunate to do a program with Lisa Nichols for a long time, and I'm doing Tony Robbins leadership training now. Lisa Nichols just tells her story as a story. That's what I love, and gets the lessons out, and that's how I've always done it, and it becomes more relatable. So she's not up here, you know, she's one of the world's best speakers in the world, but she's not out of reach for anyone. She's trying to be relatable, to get a message out there and to get her lessons out there, which is where I relate to. And Tony Robbins, when I see him when I first saw him on the stage, my husband saw him at the same time, and he went, oh my God, there's so many, like, because I'm a bit crazy, there's so many full-on coincidences that happen to me all the time. Like, I was like, oh my God, you know. And so when we both saw him, it was almost like he was the male version of me, because there were so many similar experiences. So he gives me the power to know that I'm on, that I'm doing the right thing and I'm on the right track. So yeah, so I feel kind of blessed. Yeah.
Yeah, love it. What daily ritual works best for you?
Okay, so meditation, I do a 10-minute meditation, but one of the best things I do is I look, think of three things that that I've been proud of in my whole life, and it doesn't matter what age, okay, and I put myself there. It's almost like I'm looking down on that little girl or that grown adult when you're winning an award or, you know, getting recognition from a parent or something, and looking down, and I'm there as if I'm already there. So I act, see, feel, you know, in that position. Then I go through the next emotion of happiness, and I just try and just see a time when I was just so, so happy. Then the next one is excitement. You know, it is something I'm looking forward to, or when I was a little girl looking for something, you know, that I was so excited about, you know. And it, yeah. And then the last thing is laughter, because we forget laughter. Laughter is one of the best medicines. But I, you know, and it's usually at my own expense, like I'm falling off a treadmill doing 16 Ks an hour and fucking whacking my head on the back of a wall, that type of thing. Or, you know, there's like usually three things that I've been part of that that I've gone, oh my goodness, that is hilarious, and I just fill my own cup up that way. So doing that, once I've done that, I stand in my full power and I see myself when I cross that line, when I did Kokoda, because it was one of those things to me was unachievable and I achieved it. And I'm so proud of that. So all of the affirmations that I say to myself, you know, I'm the unstoppable Tam Ritchie, I'm influential, I'm abundant, I'm a leader, I lead, I don't follow, I create, I don't destroy. I see followers following me, and I see all my beautiful mentors guiding me as well. I see abundance of wealth and health in my life. And I sort of, you know, have that and see myself and put my arms up with those, with that power whilst I'm meditating and really feeling the gratitude of where I am.
I love that. Do you have a favorite food?
Favorite food is Indian, actually.
Nice. Do you like the country or the city?
Do I like the country?
Or the city?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Actually, I grew up in the country. So I'm being more and more drawn to that. Like, we live on the Gold Coast in Australia, and we did live in the suburbs, but now we've kind of moved out a little bit. It's only 10 minutes from the beach, but I'm on 2.5 acres, and oh geez, I've got trees all around me, and the space and the energy that's created from there is absolutely phenomenal. And now I go out to where I grew up and take my jet ski out on the lake, and I look around and I'm like, look at this place. There's mountains all around it. It's just, you know, I'm getting a real appreciation for the country as I get older. So, yes, yeah. Definitely the country.
What's a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Okay, when something happens, take it. Look, always search for the beauty, because there is always a beauty. Try not to focus on the actual perturbation or the chaos that's happening at the time, but instead change your focus on the outcome that you want to achieve. And you can absolutely manifest that, because the subconscious can't tell the difference between what you're saying. You always want to actually tell, focus on where you want to go, not the chaos, because you manifest your life.
Love it. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently, or tell your former self?
Tell my former self. Tell my former self that it all works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My little girl. Oh, sorry, I didn't expect that. That's good. You know, say, hey, honey, just keep on doing what you're doing and tune into your heart and just listen and have the faith. And just know that, you know, divine guidance is guiding you. It's not you. It's the divine guidance. Just continue to follow. Impact the world. And it's okay.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Tammy, and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. So all the W's, dot yucan2.com.au, it will be probably the best place. You can catch me on Facebook as Tammy Ritchie, or you can too as well. I have a number of different pages as well, but that's probably the easiest way to contact me.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Igniters, Tammy's story of tragedy led her to listening to her intuition. She believes that you need to remove the clutter and tune into your own heart and fill up your cup first. I love how she says, when something happens, always search for the beauty. If you want to contact Tammy, go to her website, www.youcan2.com.au. That's Y-U-C-A-N number 2. Or find her on Facebook. For a love of being grounded and calm in the chaos, go to my website, www.leanneblaney.com.